Welcome back. My name is Kim Harris. This is Yarra Valley FM 99.1. My show is called Stories of Change, and I've had a bit of a reschedule here at the station. So normally I'm on a Thursday morning, and I'm moving over to Monday morning so that I can include a few more interviews and things with people from in the valley and around the area, and also all over the world. So I've got some very interesting interviews lined up. So I do hope that you'll join me. In the last couple of seasons of the show, I've been talking about change and the process of change and teaching people about change, because change is inevitable in life. And once you know a bit of a framework for moving through stages of change, it actually makes it a lot easier. So if you've missed out on the show, you can catch up on all the episodes on our podcast, which is on the yarravalley.org.au website. So you can catch up on past shows there all about change. And this season I've been focusing in on the power of togetherness and belonging. And this is really a response to the isolation and loneliness of the last few years and the rising numbers of people who are experiencing just these feelings of loneliness and separation. So been unpacking that as well, so you can catch up on the previous shows of that too if that takes your fancy. But today I'm going to be delving into a topic that affects many of us, and that's actually overcoming isolation and loneliness. In our modern society, it's becoming increasingly common to feel disconnected and alone, which is really sad to say considering there's so many of us. But fear not, because today we're going to explore the strategies to overcome these challenges and build stronger connections with others. So I'm going to be jumping straight into that. But before I do, I'm going to get us in the mood and perhaps meet you where you are as you reflect on the question, have you ever been lonely? I happen to believe it's something that we've all felt from time to time, because it is a very typical human experience. So if that's you, I'm going to play a bit of a song just to, I guess, capture perhaps how you felt when you felt lonely, and enjoy this one. This one's a bit of an old one. I've just got to find it now. Where did it go? This is by Gilbert O'Sullivan, and it's called Alone Again, Naturally. Enjoy this one. Welcome back to The Power of Togetherness and Belonging, and today we are overcoming isolation and loneliness together. So as I explained last term, I was talking all about the stages of change and the process of change to help you feel empowered to make changes in your life. And one of the really linchpins of the change process is actually to change together. So to do it with the help of helping partners, they're called. So that's why I thought this term around, I'm going to start to talk about, well, really, what does it take for us to work together through a change process? And it's through the power of togetherness and belonging. It includes really understanding and empathy and lots of other things that I've talked about in the previous episode. So feel free to catch up there. Today, I really want to make sure we're on the same page. So you'll get to know me. I'm a bit of a wordy person. I love the definitions of words. So isolation, the actual word, because this is what we want to overcome. One of the things is this state of isolation. It's important to understand what the word actually means. And it refers to a state of being physically or emotionally detached from others, where loneliness, on the other hand, is the feeling of being alone and lacking meaningful connections. And so, as we all know, both of these aspects, both isolation and loneliness, can have a profound impact on our mental and physical well-being. So studies have definitely shown that loneliness and isolation are linked to an increased risk of depression, anxiety, also cardiovascular disease, and even a shorter lifespan, as I talked about in the neuroscience of connection a couple of episodes ago. It's actually as important to your brain and to your body as eating and sleeping and exercising, this idea of being together. So it's very, very crucial to address these types of feelings that kind of can sometimes present as a bit of a barrier to prevent us from feeling like we want to step out of isolation or perhaps be together with other people or overcome that loneliness. So very, very important to target isolation and loneliness and to explore ways of tips of approaching it. So that's what I'm going to be focusing on. I'm going to talk about in a minute some of the reasons for isolation and loneliness. And it's not just necessarily to do with, obviously we've been in isolation the last couple of years and we all know what that feels like, but there are other reasons as well. So I'm going to talk about that. But before I do, I'm going to play a bit of a song. This one's Pink, Leave Me Alone, I'm Lonely. Enjoy this one. It's 20 minutes past 10. This is 99.1 Yarra Valley FM. My name is Kim Harris and this is Stories of Change. And we've been talking about overcoming isolation and loneliness today. And some of the reasons for isolation and loneliness include some other things that you might not be aware of. So let's explore some of these reasons why people experience isolation and loneliness in the first place, because that can give us some good tips on how to perhaps address these types of feelings and take steps to overcome them. So firstly, one of the factors is social disconnection in the digital age. So whilst technology has brought us closer in some ways, it's also created a sense of superficial connectivity, leaving many people feeling isolated behind their screens. Online interactions can never fully replace the depth and authenticity of face-to-face connections. And as I talked about in the neuroscience of change a few episodes ago, they've actually done studies now where they compared the brain scans of two people, one person that was interacting with other people via an online platform over a screen, over screens, like Zoom, something like that. And another one was done, a brain scan of people interacting face-to-face. And what was really interesting is when they compared the two, the people that met face-to-face actually lit up a lot more regions of the brain. So it actually flooded the brain with a lot more of the feel-good chemistry that has this corresponding knock-on effect and makes us feel much more connected and much more vital. So very, very interesting to see that these online interactions, they just don't have the power that that we have when we actually see each other and lock eyes with people and we're there face-to-face. So something to think about there. Also, additionally, some changing social dynamics and community structures affect things as well, and such as increased mobility and urbanisation, and some of these things, people are also moving into different geographic areas. So these types of things make it harder for us to maintain strong bonds with others. It's when you move from a different geographic area. And that's one of the reasons I'm actually running this show, is because the Yarra Rangers Council have funded this project, the Togetherness Effect, so that I can bring this information to you. And the reason is, one of the reasons that compounds isolation and loneliness in the valley is just our geographic area. It's a huge area. If you're familiar with the local electorates and things like that, and where councils operate, the Yarra Ranges is a really, really big area, and we're really, really spread out. So people, our urbanisation, we don't tend to congregate so closely as in some of the other, like the city of Maroondah is quite packed and the other ones are quite packed, but we are really, really spread out. We also have we don't have trains that run out here anymore, obviously. We don't have a great level of public transport. So people really are dependent on their own cars and their own ways of getting around. So just these types of things that affect our mobility and make it harder for us to get around do affect our ability and capacity for connecting with others. So, yeah, living in a geographic area that is quite, you know, sparse in the way that we're populated can have an impact there as well. So it's very unique to the valley. But there's also other reasons as well, life transitions. So as we just touched on, moving to a new city or going through a major life change can also contribute to feelings of isolation and loneliness. So we mustn't forget the impact of mental health conditions as well, because they affect our ability to form and maintain meaningful connections just in and of itself. If you're not feeling good, sometimes you don't feel like connecting with other people. So if we're feeling depression or social anxiety, it makes it challenging for us to even just reach out and connect with others, which just continues to perpetuate that cycle of isolation and loneliness. So there's quite a few reasons. And yeah, I do know of people that have moved from other suburbs into the valley and they don't know people. So it's really important to find ways. And I do find it challenging as an adult. You know, as an adult, we often, it's harder to kind of break into friendship groups, friendship circles that already exist sometimes. So it's very, as we get older and as we are more reliant on these online interactions, for example, to meet other people, even dating apps and things like that, this is the way people do it these days, how people connect. So yeah, lots of changes there that have really been, I guess, reasons that have compounded this feeling of isolation and loneliness. So there's some, within that, as I said, there's also some tips there. So we understand that these are kinds of things that might pose different challenges for us. So we've got to look at our online interactions. We've also got to look at our changing social dynamics and our community structures, our access to mobility and getting around in the community, and our life transition. So if you're new to the area, or if you're going through a major life change and you just haven't been able to connect with anyone who can really understand what you're going through, these are the things, these are the triggers that we need to be looking for in how we actually get to this place of feeling quite isolated and lonely. So after another song, I'm going to talk about sort of the effects of this and why it happens and how we get stuck in this loop and what to do about it. So I thought I'd play a bit of an oldie here, Whitesnake. This is Here I Go Again. I like this one. Here I Go Again on My Own, walking down the only street I've ever known. Enjoy this one. Nice 80s ballad. When was the last time you had a dance in the lounge room with some of your friends? I remember one of my fondest memories, dance with one of my friends, Merwin and Dave, and we and my husband at the time, and we were just booging. We put all the old records on and we're just jumping around like crazy people. Really good, fond memories. So have you ever felt really lonely? I don't think there's anyone alive who hasn't. And one of the biggest challenges of isolation and loneliness is how it perpetuates itself. So one thing leads on to another thing and leads on to another thing. And before we know it, we just get trapped in this cycle. And it's like a never-ending loop that just keeps going around and around and around. So breaking free from this cycle requires a conscious effort and intervention. And as I mentioned in previous episodes, I've talked about change and the process of change and how you go from one stage of change to the next. There's actually six stages, is we use different processes. And one of the processes is actually called consciousness raising. And that's where we actually want to magnify and start to really scrutinize and start paying attention to what's going on for us on a regular basis. So sometimes because of the discomfort of feeling a bit lonely or feeling a bit isolation, we can move quickly to kind of minimize it or push it away or try and ignore it or avoid it. So we don't want to do that. We want to start actually paying attention to ourselves and starting to notice these things so that we can do something about it. And that takes this conscious effort. So this is one of the reasons I'm talking about it. So when you feel isolated, it means you're cut off from others. And maybe that's because you're new to the area and you don't have a lot of close friends, or maybe you're just going through a tough time. So you've kind of shut down a little bit yourself and withdrawn from people that love you. That feeling of isolation can make you withdraw even more and keep you away from socializing and reaching out to people, because it can feel really hard to make that first move. And as time passes, the loneliness starts to get stronger, and it's just like this knot inside you that just keeps getting tighter and tighter. And you might start to think that nobody understands you or cares about you, and this makes you even more convinced that you'll always be alone, and it just makes it harder and harder to break free from this cycle. And the longer you stay trapped in the cycle, the more difficult it actually becomes to escape, because we form habits around these things, as we've talked about in previous episodes around the neuroscience. It's kind of how the brain keeps us functioning. It likes to habitualize things. It likes to automate behaviors. So as we stay trapped in this cycle, it becomes more and more difficult to escape, because we actually sort of make a habit out of it. So I get that you might feel a bit scared about being rejected or disappointed if you try to connect with somebody. And then that just reinforces the idea that your isolation is the only option. And it just feels impossible sometimes to untangle this kind of mess. But there is hope. And breaking free from this cycle requires effort and taking action, just like slowly unraveling a knot, which I had to do for my daughter, coincidentally, this morning. Her headphones were all tangled up in a mess and they'd gone through the wash a couple of times. And they still work miraculously, but that was okay. I just had to start by taking these small steps and figure out one knot first and then the second knot and loosen it gradually. And it's similar to unwinding a process of isolation and loneliness if we've got to that point where we've kind of habitualized this type of behavior. So first things first, we want to reach out to people, even if it feels scary. Get involved in activities where you can meet new people if you are new to the area, and gradually you'll start to loosen the grip of isolation and create those new connections if you need to. And one of the simplest ways is just send somebody a text message. So that way you're not sort of imposing, you're not ringing, you're not interrupting, but it's a, like a little muscle, and it's a little tiny action that you can take. Just, hey, thinking about you, what are you up to? You know, something as simple as that can start to break you out of this cycle. And remember, you're not alone in this struggle. So lots of people are experiencing this right now, and we need to overcome the cycle of isolation and loneliness together and seek that support by reaching out to others. And as long as you believe with determination and persistence that you can break free from these entanglements and create new connections, meaningful connections, or even a vibrant new network of friends, perhaps, you can totally do it. So listen along to the show. I'm going to be talking about after the next couple of songs some tips for actually overcoming isolation and loneliness. So that should leave you feeling very, very empowered. But I'm going to play a bit of a song now. This one I just like because it's got a nice beat to it. And if you're in the mood, perhaps you'll wiggle your hips a bit too, just like I will be. So enjoy this one. This is Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber with I Don't Care. This is 99.1 Yarra Valley FM. My name is Kim Harris, and this is Stories of Change. We've been talking about isolation and loneliness and overcoming that sort of experience in your life. So here's some tips. We're going to get down to the good stuff now. The message of loneliness is that you need a connection with people, which is why I played that song. That was Connection by One Republic, which I think is a great song with a great message. But what does it actually mean to connect with people? Well, if you're not aware of what this means for you, it's time now to just have a think about that. What does connection mean to you? Because this is the way to actually figure out what to do about it. It's a very, very big key feature. So an interesting component of the work that I do is to explore a person's rules for something. So why they do something, and it's some sort of reason that they've got that underpins their behavior or their thoughts or their feelings. And a good question to explore your rules is to ask yourself, well, what would need to happen for me to feel connected to someone? And when you ask that question, you can play with the answer and maybe wonder about that a little bit, because the solution to loneliness is to realize that you can reach out and make a connection immediately and end the loneliness, because there are caring people everywhere. But sometimes if you don't take the time to identify what kind of connection you actually need, you might be trying to solve a puzzle with the wrong puzzle piece, so to speak. So do you need an intimate connection with your partner or with someone that you love? Or do you need just some basic friendship, someone to listen to you or someone to have a laugh with, or perhaps a dance in crazy lounge room dancing session like I have with my friends? Sometimes it's just simply wondering about what your true need is. And then once you've identified that, then you can obviously act on it. And I think it's really important to remind yourself what's great about being lonely, because sometimes we think of it as something that's kind of a negative experience, but it's actually a really, really positive thing. The thing about being lonely is that it means that you actually really care about people and you love to be with them. How cool is that? You really care about people, you want to be with them. So it's literally the signal that you need to find out the type of connection that you'd value and then go and have that experience with somebody right now. Take immediate action and make it happen. So that final step then is just to reach out and connect with someone. So first thing we want to do is think about, well, okay, I'm feeling lonely. So we want to be aware that we're feeling lonely. We want to identify what kind of connection ideally we'd really like. And then we want to just reach out and connect with someone. So there you go. Three steps, pretty simple. Initiating social interactions and maintaining connections is a key and a vital key in life. And it can be as simple, as I said, picking up the phone to call a friend, organizing a get together, or joining a social activity. Obviously, there's levels of complexity with all these things, but it does help us if we're starting from ground zero and we need to make a whole new network of friends. We can also do that too. And there's plenty of social groups in the Yarra Valley that you can join and have a great time with. So simply. So that's the first tips. First, we want to be aware that we've got some loneliness or isolation feelings coming up for us. We want to identify what kind of connection are we looking for, and then we want to take action on whatever it is that that signal is alerting us to. So think about, would you value participating perhaps in a community activity? Is that the type of connection you might be looking for, getting hooked into your local community a lot better? You can join clubs, organizations, interest groups. You can also volunteer, engage in community service. There's lots of op shops that are in need of volunteers all the time. You can also snag a few bargains there for yourself if you're that way inclined. We can also obviously nurture existing relationships. So don't forget the importance of just nurturing an existing relationship. How have you been making time for your loved ones and strengthening the bonds you already have? How are you practicing active listening and showing genuine interest in others? We've talked about empathy and compassion in previous episodes. Make time for your loved ones, your family, your friends. Actively listen, show interest in their lives. Strong bonds require effort and attention, and of course it's a two-way street. So be there for others when they need support, and they will be there for you. It's a beautiful cycle of mutual care and understanding. If we talk about that perpetual cycle that can happen with isolation and loneliness, it's the same thing with when we actually do take the time to get together and belong to groups. We can also start a more positive cycle of mutual care and understanding. And if this continues to be a bit of a problem for you, also seek help. I mean, there's lots of counsellors and psychologists and self-help groups and also coaches that are there to support you as well. And don't forget the available free resources and helplines and all those sorts of things. If you need to talk to someone, don't suffer in silence. Get out there and make a difference for yourself and in your life. And I guess as a final tip there, we're going to talk about just the importance of self-care. So self-care is absolutely essential on this journey as well. So prioritize as activities that nourish your well-being, whatever they are. That could be something simple like physical exercise or engaging in a much-loved hobby or a personal interest of yourself. So taking care of yourself allows you to show up more fully in your relationships for others. So very, very important to prioritize yourself and your self-compassion and your self-acceptance. And that, of course, means challenging any negative self-talk, any negative challenging beliefs or feelings of unworthiness that you might have going on underneath it all. So lots of key takeaways there and tips for overcoming isolation and loneliness. So hopefully that's given you some food for thought today, and we're coming right up on 11 o'clock now. So that's about it for me. I'm going to wrap up the show now. As I said before this, I often do delve into these issues a little bit deeper. So if you want to re-listen to anything, if I've talked too fast, feel free to catch the episode podcast on our website at yarravalley.org.au. And as I conclude this episode, remember that overcoming isolation and loneliness is an ongoing journey. It does take effort, but it's totally worth it. It really, really, really is worth it. And by implementing some of these tips, such as just participating in community activities, nurturing your existing relationships, looking after yourself, prioritizing yourself, watching your negative self-talk, and understanding that you got to break out of any kind of habitual behavior that you might have got yourself tangled up in. Just by doing those sorts of things and being open to implementing some of these tips, you can start building stronger connections and cultivating a sense of belonging in your life, which is what I really, really want for you. So don't be discouraged if progress will feel slow at times. Just keep reaching out, keep participating in community activities, and keep nurturing your relationships. And with time and perseverance, you'll find yourself surrounded by a supportive network of people who truly care about you. So thanks for joining me today. I hope this has shed some light on ways to overcome isolation and loneliness. Remember, you're not alone. We're all here with you, cheering you on, especially here at Yarra Valley FM. We are a community-run station, all volunteers. We are wanting you to build meaningful connections and embrace the power of togetherness and belonging. So join us next week for another episode of The Power of Togetherness and Belonging. Next week, I'm going to be talking about the role of community in mental health. So I'm going to be talking a lot more about the actual community organisations that you do have at your disposal or connecting you with other people. And until then, take care and keep fostering those connections. And bye for now.